Morning Watch, knowing and spreading the up-to-date truth of the highest gospel of God's eternal economy according to the ministry of the age, week 6. Saturday. Related verses. Psalms 119:130. The opening of your words gives light, imparting understanding to the simple. Ephesians 3:9. And to enlighten all, that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God who created all things. Job 10:13, but you have hidden these things in your heart. I know that this is with you. Matthew 24:45, who then is the faithful and prudent slave whom the master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time? Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you all the days until the consummation of the age. Acts 6:7, and the word of God grew, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem multiplied greatly, and a large number of the priests obeyed the faith. Acts 8:29-31. And the Spirit said to Philip, approach and join this chariot. And when Philip ran up, he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, do you really know the things that you are reading? And he said, how could I unless someone guides me? And he entreated Philip to come up and sit with him. Acts 12:24, but the word of God grew and multiplied. Acts 19:20, thus the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. Related reading. I have made an attempt to open every book of the New Testament to you, but I have left the further digging to you. I have only opened up the mine, but I have not dug that much. I picked up the burden to write the expository footnotes for the Recovery Version in order to open each book of the New Testament to the seeking saints. I believe that the Lord will continue this digging work either through you or through some others. After a period of time, I believe that many of you will be good diggers. The intention of the goal of our publishing of the Life Study Messages is to open up the mind for you to go in and dig. If we continue to take our old way, I am afraid that after 10 years, we will be in the same condition. We are just giving people a little injection to help them grow in life mainly by inspiration, but no solid truth has been constituted into their being that can remain in their memory and that can be presented to others in a proper doctrinal way. By taking the way that we have taken, we have lost the nature of the testimony of Jesus, which must be a constitution of the proper truth that produces a proper daily living. If the saints are not properly constituted with the truth, they cannot live a proper life. If they live only by inspiration and not by the constitution of the truth, I do not trust in that kind of living to be a testimony of the Lord. We must educate our spiritual children. We should not only help them grow in life, but should also help them to be educated and built up in the proper knowledge of the truth. If all the saints could go through the entire New Testament and the life studies with the Recovery Version and the footnotes in 5 years, I would worship the Lord. This would be wonderful. The elders have to endeavor to get into the truth. Do not excuse yourself by saying that you are too old. Even at the age of 80, I spend a certain time every day in the Word. If I can make it, so can you. It all depends upon whether or not we have the heart. All of us elder brothers need to get ourselves saturated, soaked, and constituted with this basic knowledge of God's Word. I must testify that I love God's Word. God is Spirit and God is life. The Spirit is in the Word and the Word is life. I propose that you study the Bible with an opener, with a help. All of us who have had some experience with the Life Study Messages know that they must be considered as the best help. They are the most availing and prevailing key to open up the New Testament to all of us. We must remember that at the beginning of any endeavor, we always feel awkward and not so successful. However, if we keep endeavoring to get into the truth, I believe the result that will issue will be very promising. We should encourage the saints to have a private time in the Lord's Word and do this as a proper rule of their daily life. Regardless of how busy or how tired we are, we can reserve 30 minutes a day for a time with the Lord in the Word. If there is the will, there is the way. To save half an hour among 24 hours is not a hard thing. If the saints could practice spending 1 hour or more in the Lord's Word, this would be wonderful. But at least we should encourage them to give half an hour to the Lord every day. We all can realize what a blessing this will be, and I believe that this will make the Lord very pleased.